Thank you. I call the meeting to order of the Berkeley Lake City Council on September 19th, 2024. And note for the voice record that we have a quorum of council members here, that we have our city attorney, city administrator, city marshal, and four additional members of the public who are with us tonight. I would entertain a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented.
Make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
And I'm sorry, I hate to do this. We talked about this early on in the work session. We do need to add a consent agenda item C for approval of the work session minutes from our last meeting. Apologize for not getting out in front of you quicker than that.
That's on the consent agenda.
Yes.
It is.
Okay, so with that amendment, is that your motion?
That is my motion to make
the agenda. Okay, do I hear a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. All right, public hearing tonight for the amendment to section 78-300, 78-301. Are there any comments from our public about that? Hearing none, I would move us on to the consent agenda, which includes our minutes from August 22nd council meeting, our financial statements of July 2024, unaudited, our minutes from August 22nd council work session. Is that everything, Lee?
That's it.
Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda as I have described it?
I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves. Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Under old business, Lee, would you talk to us about that old business that we just talked about in the public hearing?
Yes, ma'am. The ordinance before you tonight amends section 78-300 and 78-301 to clarify the underlying zoning standards that apply to properties within the Gwinnett County Annexed Zoning District. The Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed the amendment at their August 13th meeting and recommended approval. It was first read by you all on August 22nd and is now up for second read and adoption.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-24-253, an ordinance to amend sections 78-300 and 78-301 to clarify the underlying zoning regulations applicable in the GCA district on second read and to adopt the measure.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Chip moves, Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And our Public Works ARPA Stormwater Project. Lee, talk to us about that, please.
Yes, ma'am. There are a couple of areas that were identified during the course of this year's stormwater project that are in need of repair, in addition to the areas that were included in the original bid. Those locations are 3792 Frederica Road and 82 Lakeshore Drive. Additionally, one of the pipes on Frederica Lane slated for repair was originally thought to be 48 inches in diameter, was determined in the field to be 60 inches. These three changes in total add $199,875 to the original project cost of $715,614.65 for a total of $915,489.65. However, the city engineer does estimate that there will be approximately $120,000 in savings in the original contract, so the net increase should be approximately $79,000. Staff requests that you authorize the mayor to sign the change order for the additional scope of work.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign ARPA 2023 Stormwater Project Change Order Number 1.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The motion passes. Are there any public comments tonight? Yes. Just give us your name, address, and limit yourself to 2 minutes, please. Okay.
Susan Hansen, 3755 North Berkeley Lake Road, and I'd like to speak about overpopulation of deer and the green space and how they are related. And the deer have been a problem for a number of years. and it's been discussed. It is very emotional, and it's a hard problem. Mm-hmm. How it is affecting the green space. A healthy forest has trees, has lower shrubs, and has a herbaceous level on the ground. If you go to our green space, we have the trees. There is nothing from here down because the deer are just eating all of it. That's a very unhealthy thing for the green space. No new trees can grow because the deer eat the plants. And we are losing trees normally. I mean, we do lose trees every year. So I do think that we have to do something about it, even though it's controversial or whatever. Two things. One, I was at a native plant garden in Delaware last year. Lovely place. And so I talked to the people, what do you have, and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, how do you solve the problem of deer? And they said, we have an annual hunt every year. I was at a meeting, Master Gardener meeting, this year. A professor from University of Georgia, the wildlife, whatever, and I could get his name, I don't have his name. And he said, the best way to cull deer is bow and arrow. I know that's very controversial, but I would like to suggest that. I will be happy to talk to people afterwards, meet with people to do things. I have a book that if anybody would like to read a book, I would be happy for them to read that. So anyway, those are my comments. I don't know whether that was more than 2 minutes or not.
Just a tad, but thank you. We appreciate it, Susan. Anybody else?
Okay. My name is Sue Swanson. I live at 845 Lakeshore, and I'm a really big animal advocate. However, if I had a gun or a bow and arrow, I would shoot every deer in my property. I have completely lost what used to be woods in my yard. There's nothing, I'm short, but 5 feet, there's nothing 5 foot and below on my property that's alive. It's not only because they eat everything 5 or 6 feet up, it's also because they shed their antlers and they need to rub trees. So it's not just the young things that are being killed, it's all things. Because when they rub their antlers on bark, they remove the part of the tree that allows the tree to get nutrients and water up and down. It kills the trees, it's regardless of age. Okay, so there's nothing on my property left for any other animal to eat. The other thing that's worrisome to me is they carry ticks. I mean, they carry bad ticks. I'm not happy about that. And there's a lot of poop. So when you walk to your mailbox or you mow your lawn, you bring that back in your house. So there are many reasons why I would love to offer my property as a test case for any kind of culling anyone wants to do. Trapping, bow and arrow, shooting, I don't care. It needs the ecosystem in my yard, and it's not just mine, it's the green space next to me, and it's other people. The ecosystem's gone. It doesn't exist like it used to. It's not there for other animals. It's not there for other plants. I've spent so much money planting things that are supposed to be deer resistant, they're eaten. That's probably more than 2 minutes, sorry. But anyway, I want to offer my property as a test case.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I am an animal advocate.
Anybody else? Okay, with no further business, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Chip seconds. All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. We are adjourned.